Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. Oh, listen, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. It's Hope Day.
I see you, Clarky. I see you.
Oh my God, you're insane. I don't know what you think is going on here. Anyway,
I told you what I think is going on over there. Yeah. Somewhere in that house, you've scribbled your name with my last name a million times.
Me practicing because I'm in middle school and I have a crush on a boy.
Right.
You know what? Whatever you need the answer to be, I'll make that the answer.
There's a folder somewhere in your house.
Oh no, it's a three-ring binder, Vinny, okay. And it is chock-a-block full of my name written with your last name over and over again.
I knew it. Right.
Oh my God, it's like you're in the house with me. I don't know how you figured that out. Hey, so it's already 6:15. Where did the time go? This part of the show is brought to you by Big Brother. The season premiere 2-hour episode of the show drops tonight at 9 p.m. Ugh. Make sure you do your homework and watch it tomorrow, I guess. Well, if you're us. Oh, those goddamn moles. So tonight, it starts at 9, which means if you want to save it up and skip the commercials, you can't even start watching it until 9:30, which means I'm probably not watching it. I've been so excited for tonight, but now I'm like, the hard cold reality is rushing in that I'm not going to be able to watch this tonight.
You can nap and stay up. There's ways around it, or you could just rally and be super tired. I mean,
I don't want to rally and be super tired.
It's not like you got to get in your car and drive in.
No, that is true. Do you there's no way you're watching it, huh?
Not a chance.
Then,
no.
Then there's no. Then there. But you're gonna definitely watch the whole thing tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I'll absolutely watch it. I just won't watch it. I'm not gonna try and stay up. It's okay. Too.
Then there's no point because I can't talk about it anyway.
Oh, you so can just... though.
No.
I wouldn't I'm have a problem that. With you talking about
no.
it.
No. Well, I'm sure I'll probably. Oh Jesus! I don't like anything. I don't like to find things out by reading them. I like to watch. And be amazed. Oh. So I guess I'll watch the first half hour.
I'm really going to be interested to see how big of a hit they have on their hands during
this lockdown.
This time when no one, think about the television, the TV shows that aren't going to be coming out this fall.
All of them, basically.
I mean, TV has a situation on their hands, and one of the things I'd read about baseball was, as they were starting to have outbreaks, they started telling the channels, their partners, get alternate programming ready because we may have to yank this at any time.
Yeah. Yes, it's a it's just a CF. I mean, it's a CF from every standpoint.
Right,
but TV, I guess, if the show doesn't air, even if they had to put that rainbow thing, technical difficulties up on the screen for 2 hours, it's still nobody gets hurt,
Right. Well, yes. advertising rates get hurt.
Well, no, nobody. What I'm saying, nobody bleeds over it. Nobody sure. dies. It's you right. know,
it's not a firecracker warehouse it, explosion. Right.
Oh God, that's not funny.
No, it's not. It's no. but that's your but the, your point yes. is that you're right. It's not a tragedy in the traditional no. sense, but these are the businesses. We're in one of them.
You
where
sure they,
they're
are.
Dependent on live programming to stay on,
to be able to be sponsored and to pay right. the bills, keep the lights on. I'm going to start with divorce.
All right.
We'll start with Dr. Dre. There are a couple stories here.
I might mean, be obviously. The scariest thing going.
That oh my
I can
God.
Think of. Divorce well, is like, oh.
It does seem like, you know, when you finally pull the trigger on that, it's, you're starting, you have to sort of brace yourself and it takes a while. And man, when it gets, you know, some people just seem to be able to pull it off. Like I'm telling you, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. The Coldplay guy?
Well, like having money helps a lot
oh, sure,
when it
course.
Comes time to divvy up your stuff. The true hostility comes from people who are trying to split up very little, and each person thinks most of that stuff is mine.
Right.
And so...
Well, and when there's you know, hurt feelings, somebody's cheated, right. somebody's moving on to somebody else, and now, you know, your kids are going to see this person, like it's their new mommy or what have you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah, it, look, there's a million, right, there's a million reasons why things cannot go well.
Right.
And especially if you're, like, trapped in the house and you're just ready to kill each other. I mean, it's, you know, this is a terrible time to be in a house with someone you want to get a divorce from. So... Dr. Dre is, we talked about this. I guess his wife, Nicole, just filed legal documents to, you know, to divorce him. And she made no mention of a prenup. And she, you know, was asking for spousal support, et cetera. His team came back and went, well, yeah, well, everything will be fine. I'll support you and under the terms of our prenup. She says, there is no prenup. He says, no, yeah, there is. No, there isn't. Yeah, no, but there is, though. No. She says she was forced to sign the prenup shortly before they got married in 1996, even though she was, quote, extremely reluctant, resistant, and afraid to sign the agreement and felt backed into a corner. Then 2 years into the marriage, she claims that Dr. Dre said, I am ashamed I made you sign. So he, quote, tore up multiple copies of the agreement in front of me.
Yeah, he didn't that's go, just
yeah,
paper.
You know. That's his copy. Those are his copies of that. You probably had some copies too. And also his lawyers had some copies.
Right.
She says, since the day he tore up the agreements, we both understood that there was no premarital agreement and that it was null and void. Sources say, Dr. Dre's offering to pay spousal support and all of her expenses. But she wants, he's worth pushing $1 billion, you know? What did he make, $800 million on the Beats or $600 million from the sale of Beats, the headphones?
It was a big, yeah, it was a big chunk.
It was humongous, right. So, you know, Dr. Dre, he's worth a ton of money. And she's like, I don't want to count on you for, I want my own money.
Right.
And by my own money, I mean your money. I mean the money that we have as a married couple. They've been married 24 something years. I mean, you know.
Did you say their kids are grown or did you even say?
I didn't, and I don't see anything about their kids in this in particular, but yeah, I mean, you know, if they married in 96, even if they didn't have kids until the year 2000, the kids are still 20. I don't know. Is anyone seeing anybody? Is our research department finding any kids in this union? Anyway, and maybe they have none. I have no idea.
I know they have at least one because they named, I think, one of the halls after something that the daughter went to. There's like he helped build something and it was named after Dre, I think.
Oh.
At her
like
school.
It's like a music thing. Yeah, oh, it's a okay. music school or something like that. I
the
can't
Dr.
remember.
The Dr. Dre but... Music Auditorium and Practice Space. Something.
I was going to research on the net worth and how much he made. So him and Iovine made, well, they sold the rights to Beats headphones for $3.2 billion, but his estimated net worth spiked to $700 million during that transaction.
Oh, so he got X amount of it.
Right.
Good.
Here's my Dre story. Want to hear one real quick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
So Snoop has recently been in the news talking about his 10 favorite rappers, which I'm interested in that kind of stuff. And most of the people he names are early guys like LL and Big Daddy, like old guys that sort of started the game, basically. And I was having fun with it, reading that. And then he talked about Dre, and he said that one of Dre's biggest hits was written by Jay-Z. And there they were making this album, and they flew Jay-Z in, who came into the studio, wrote all the lyrics, both people's parts, in 30 minutes, and walked off. Like, he got the song credit, so, you know, even though the song is called Still Dre, it's written by Sean Carter, Jay-Z.
How funny. How old was he at the time, do you know?
This was like the second album. So it wasn't the first album, it was the second one, but it was one of those things where just reading that is so interesting. And Snoop said he did it. He walks in, does it in 30 minutes, and he's done and leaves. And they'd been banging their heads against the wall trying to come up with another song. And I thought, that is awesome to be. And he said that Jay-Z's so good at it that it's not even a thing. He just does it.
And he opens his mouth and out it comes.
And there it is. So I thought, that is awesome. He wrote the song where Dre is talking about himself.
Don't worry, Dre. I'm a fan. It's going to be fine.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And then just quickly, because I'm, believe it or not, we're already out of time. Believe
what?
I know. TMZ is saying Kim and Kanye are trying to save their marriage. They reportedly left on a jet Sunday for a private family vacation. I don't see where they're off to. They do have some issues to work out, though, from his crazy tweets to all the stuff he was talking about at that South Carolina rally, plus his supposed presidential campaign, which she's not happy about, you know, although I'm sure that the money was a drop in the bucket. They say it cost them a ton of money just to try to get on these ballots. Another source tells the New York Post that Kim's had enough. This is a nightmare for Kim, but she's looking for a way out, says the source. But she's also a nice person and wants to do the best for her kids. Kim's rep says that's not true. They're working on it. And it's
okay.
Good luck to those kids.
I've definitely met people, when you talk to them, they'll have a frank moment and say things like that where you just go, oh my God, that person is really looking for the blow up so they can leave. Like, just give me I just need the right out so I can get the hell out of here.
Right.
And really, you don't need that. You can just say, but yep, it's I'm interesting done. How I've heard people say things like that where, you know, in a frank moment, they just say, yeah,
she is looking for a way out.
Yeah. Right? If I could only get the thing to have one thing to give me that the clean exit.
She doesn't need that. I've seen the whole, I mean, from my position way over here in the wings, I'm watching this whole thing and going, oh, no, that's true. Yeah, that seems like a divorceable offense.
She's leaving, though, a person who's got clear.
Yes.
He has mental health issues.
No question about that. I mean, that is on display for the world to see. It's incredibly, it's tragic, actually, watching this guy with his meltdowns. Okay, Vin, that's all I got time for. Divorce. Boom.
In the news, I've got how to punish a joyride and how to fly during these filthy air times.
Oh, boy.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.